Hello, my name is Derek, and this is the Producer's Journal podcast. Today, I want to talk about my favorite part about running a podcast production agency. Thought it'd be a fun thing to do. A lot of people have different outlooks on business and how to run it, how to build it, how to start it, all of the above. And I feel like early on, I had to learn my weaknesses and embrace them and get the right people involved to pick up the slack. Some people don't like letting go and they want to do it all themselves. And then everything in between. I am a numbers person. I love budgeting. I love allocations, like percentage allocations as a way to budget. I actually enjoy I don't enjoy invoicing and payroll, but just overall, bookkeeping is okay with me. I enjoy it, and I'm kind of OCD, so I also like the fact that I'm on top of it, and I know where every penny is going. So I do enjoy all that, but what's really fulfilling for me as the owner of a small agency, I have a team of, I think at this point, 13 or so, where 10 of them, maybe 9 of them are working every week for me. Editors, graphic designers, writers, transcriptionists. And my favorite part is curating, putting the right people in place to get things done. And I have a pretty loose method. I feel like I have a pretty good judging character. I've been wrong, but typically when I bring in a new editor or someone else that might do some graphic designing or writing, what have you, I hire the person that I feel fits best socially, personality-wise, and then also they're talented at what they do. I always make sure they're better than me, which isn't hard. That way, once I gain the trust and build that trust with them, then I like to empower. And that's where it really gets fun. Because once you meet that person that is unique and forward thinking, good on their own feet, always up for trying new things, learning new things, just real go-getter, if you will. If you have someone like that on your team, don't hold them back. If you have problems letting go, try letting go. If let's say you have a team of 20, but there's that one person that popped into your mind right now that's like, oh yeah, Bob would be that guy. Well, then think about trying to let go and giving Bob a little more leeway. Let him stretch out at whatever it is that he does. Let him gain some ownership and empower him. Give him some guidelines on a project, boundaries. This is the vision. This is what we're trying to accomplish. But instead of micromanaging and basically just giving Bob 3 pages of to-dos, checklist, write down, order of operations, thank you, project done, broader outline and let Bob figure it out and kind of do it his way. It's scary at first. But I'm telling you, if you have the right person in line, your product, your quality, your turnaround time will be better. And ultimately now you have a happier client. And that's my favorite part, is hiring the right people, building that trust. And then once I have that little army, of my entire team, I have a core of 5 that are just my go-to for anything. Editing, graphic design, engineering, helping me with my sound equipment, my video equipment, writing, social media management. My entire team works for me as contractors, and you know, they edit for my client. It's that relationship. But then I have that core that works for me directly. And that's where it really gets exciting and fun for me. being able to distribute tasks to the team or a plan or just a vision, and you pull them together in a Zoom meeting and you say, guys, this is my vision, this is what I want to accomplish. You do this. Hey, Lexi, can you help me with the writing of social media? Mondo, okay, what kind of graphic designing can we do for this? Editors, engineers, how do we best look? How can we make this sound the best? So I give them what I want to do, but then I start asking them questions. What do I need to do to make this sound good? What do I need to buy? What do I need to put together? What do you need for me to be able to give you the resources that you need to do what you need to do? And then they start throwing stuff at me, and I trust them. When they tell me, hey, this is how we're going to do X, this is the best way to do Y, I'm all in. If it's, hey, the best way to do X is going to be a little pricey because we need a certain app or a certain piece of equipment, well, then I have to look at the number and be like, oh, does it make sense? Is it worth it? Sometimes it isn't. So then I go back and I challenge that person. Okay, we can't do that first option. I don't have the resources for that. What's the next best available option for this at a much, not cheaper rate, but a lower rate? How can we be crafty? How can we shave off a few hundred dollars? And then they always come back with another plan and we get it done. And it's so much fun. It's so much fun for me to be able to paint a picture and that vision comes to life, becomes reality. Not even the fact that it's 1,000 times better than I ever could do it. Plenty of times it's just something I wouldn't be able to do because I hired people smarter than me. I'm the dumbest guy in the room. And it's very satisfying. It's very fulfilling. And it makes them feel like a part of it. So you build a great relationship that way. So that's my favorite. Close number two is money, balancing, budgeting, all that good stuff. My least favorite was editing. And that was very early on that I let that go. I can honestly say I haven't edited for real any form of content for a client, both audio and video, in like 2 years now. And that was a nice milestone moment when I didn't have to edit anymore. But it took time to build up to that. I had to hire the right people that I could trust. And once I found that trust, I was able to just push them more work and take more off of my plate to the point where I no longer had it. And with each step, I was using that extra bandwidth that I was creating for growth, working more on my business rather than in my business. But that's a whole other episode there. So that's it. That's all I got for you today. I hope this helped you in some way. I'd love to know what your favorite part is. So hit me up, go to our Instagram page at The Producer's Journal. Plus you can check out my business at shelbyrowproductions.com. And I hope you have a great day. Thank you.